Hey everyone, welcome back to my vlog. Today I'm so excited to share with you this new book called Darius the Great is Not Okay by Adip Koram. This is one of the best, if not the best book that I've read this year, and I'm so excited to share it with you. So let's get into the review. This is the story of Darius, and Darius is what's called a fractional Persian. His mother is from Yazd, Iran, and his dad is from the United States. He gets along pretty well with his mum, but his dad and he have a very rocky relationship. At least to Darius, it seems this way. They spend exactly 1 hour together, their official father-son hour, watching Star Trek, which is one of his great passions. He also likes Lord of the Rings, and he incorporates what he loves into the narrative of his life. There's another place that he struggles in, and that is Chapel Hill High School, where there are two bullies that constantly pick on him and do horrible things to him. Another thing that he has to contend with is, where does he belong? He's not sure. He doesn't speak very much Farsi. One night his mother comes in after talking to her parents on Skype, because they live in Iran, and tells the family, "We need to go see Mamu and Babu because Babu has a brain tumour and I don't know when I'll see him again." His mother tells him on the plane there, "Now son, where we're going doesn't look at mental health the way that the United States do." Because that is the last thing that Darius has to contend with, and that is that he has clinical depression. He immediately falls in love with his Mamu. He's not even sure if his Babu even likes him. But then one day, Babu surprises him and introduces him to a young man named Sorab. Sorab is a teenager, the same age as Darius, and slowly but surely, they become really good friends. The way that friends act in these different cultures is also very evident in the way that Darius and Sorab interact with each other. Darius is happy. He's like, "I finally found a place that I can really fit in, and I finally found a friend that makes me feel good about myself." Until the bottom falls out. And the book is about what happens to Darius and his friendships, and the revelations that he has with his family, and ultimately, what happens to him when he gets back to the United States. I absolutely love this book, and I highly recommend it to any young adult. Well, I highly recommend it to any adult. You will relate to this book because it goes beyond culture and it goes into mental health and friendship and anxiety and family. And these are all things that a lot of us sort of really deal with on a regular basis. So definitely take up Darius the Great is Not Okay, and I hope you enjoyed as much as I did.